Melissa Herman of Topeka, Kansas, is weighing fish above the boat ramp at Mazingo Lake Park. A lot of fish. Surely a couple hundred pounds have been pulled from the water today by youth teams assembled from across Kansas. They traveled over state lines to Maryville for the Kansas Bass Nation Championship. What competition entails, a long day in the heat, waiting for a bite. Tate Herman is the youth director of Bass Nation. He organizes the tournament along with his wife, Melissa. His takeaways from day one.
We should have took out a little earlier because safe flight was earlier. So tomorrow we're going to take off at 5:45 instead of 6. It's a little tough out there, but you have to grind and fish hard to get them.
Drew Stivers competes with the Bueller fishing team out of Hutchinson. What's it like to fish in Missouri after fishing in Kansas?
It was all right. It was all right. Could have been better. Well, we had about 11.8 pounds.
After today's weigh-in, Stivers stands roughly in the middle of the pack. The top team reeled in just over 20 pounds of bass. Today's total is then added to the results from day two of competition, which happens tomorrow. The winner gets to move on to Georgia, where they compete with Bass Nation champions from across the country. Bass Nation is a nonprofit aiming to promote the culture of bass fishing and to preserve waterways across the U.S. It supports a robust circuit of youth competitions. Competitor Kyle Herman, along with his brother Nick, caught over 18 pounds today, but he spent most of the day waiting, he says.
It's a long time between bites, but whenever we get one, it's a good one, and we just have to land it.
Kyle adds, fishing is a lot like life.
What makes a good day special is all the bad days. So even if you're struggling and not catching fish, stay at it, you'll figure it out eventually, and it just makes those good days even more special.
Teams are packing up for the afternoon and headed for a rest. They've got another early day of competition tomorrow.